Team of the Week podcast, week 12, speaking with Coach Wendell Wheeler of the Cobden Appleknockers. Coach, you win the award this past Saturday with a pair of impressive wins over Thompsonville and Crab Orchard. But I think the thing that everyone's had on their mind is just this season, the undefeated run through the conference, a historic season for the Appleknockers.
Yeah, it's been a good season for us. We've had some ups and downs where we've won some close ones. We've had struggles in others, but we played up our schedule a little bit, and that's been a great experience for us. The boys have got to play in some shootouts, going to Peneyville, Marion. We've got to play in West Frankfurt's gym. So not only the games and the results, just the whole experience of playing this year has been really good for us.
22-8 in the regular season. You win your first regional game last night, so you're 23-8 now on the season. But some are saying this is the most successful season for Cobden in 40 years. What's it mean to you to be able to helm a team and be so successful in the history of the program?
Well, you know, like I tell my family, you don't get a chance to be an Appleknocker very many times, and I love I love basketball, I love history, so just the story of the 64 team has always been something. And for our boys who's grown up with it, you know, this is the same gym that Ken Flick and those guys played in, and so to be part of that is unbelievable. And our community has been great. We've had, you know, members of that team come to our games. Like I said, Ken Flick, the All-Stater off that team, came and spoke to our boys. Dick Ruggles, the coach of that team, was at our regional game last night. So we're very aware of that, and it has been a little bit of a dry spell. But we had a pretty good run last year, and to back-to-back seasons like this. So we're hoping our preparation will take care of us.
Just 2 years into coaching the Appleknockers on the hardwood, 44 wins already. I mean, that's a really good start to the program for you.
Yeah. Oh, and any coach will tell you, just you're blessed to have some players and to buy in like they have, and what we're trying to get done. And I think any high school coach down in Southern Illinois will tell you, anytime your kids will play hard for you, you'll take what comes with it. And we've been very fortunate that we've given them opportunities to play hard, and they've stepped up and done that.
Southern Illinois, an area that loves their hoops, any area, college, high school, it doesn't matter. You've got a good team, you've got a passionate fan base, and this week you're hosting a regional. So the fan base has to be out in droves and just helping you guys with pumping in, making themselves that sixth man for you, basically.
Oh, unbelievable. The last month of the season here, we thought we were on the road for a little bit, and we came home, and the crowds we had the last four home games were just unbelievable. And that, not only that, the folks that followed us on the road was great. And for our boys to have that experience and live through that is something special.
And with you hosting the regional, winning last night, you'll be in the championship game Friday night. How excited are you for that, being able to do it in front of a home crowd?
Oh, if we can get work done and to do it in front of, you know, members of that 64 team and people in our community that grew up with that, not only for us but for our community, it'd be a big win.
And you face the Caro Pilots. What concerns you about that team?
Well, Caro, just so athletic. You know, they have better athletes. You know, they run faster, they jump higher, and they have tremendous athletes. Our chance of getting a win is if we play better as a team and can play together. And but they're very good. We were fortunate enough to get a win over them earlier in the year, but you know, they've had a lot of success over the years.
Thanks so much, Coach.
All right, thank you.